Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 10 of Cinema with the Guys, man. We are back as usual. We are your hosts. I am Scott. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @BarbershareScott. Got my brother here, Flows. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at @FlowsAndDelaney. You know where to follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and Instagram. That's @BarbersChairNet. And if you are not a member of our Barber's Chair Network Patreon,
yeah, you're screwing up.
Shut the fuck up. What are you waiting for? Go to patreon.com/TheBarber's Chair Network right now and sign up. We got $5 packages, $10 packages. We got a full season 2 breakdown of The Sopranos up there right now. We usually were going to wait and do 2 episodes at a time, but the streets wanted us to record.
It was so much that wanted us to record too. It was so much that happened in that episode. It's kind of weird for us to just say, yeah. So I figured the best thing for us to do is touch on it. And of course, this episode won't be as long as the other episodes because it's only one episode that we're covering. But it does give us a good chance to talk about it because it's too big of an episode to pass up. That's just, yeah.
So tell us, what is your initial, before we get into the nitty gritty, what's your initial feelings after episode 5?
It was amazing. Some of it, verify what I already knew. You know, I knew that, of course, Wanda was the one in control, but I knew that Wanda wasn't in total control. And I knew that Quicksilver was coming already because of leaks. So that was
in the leaks last week.
No, there's more.
Okay.
But in one of the leaks, you see her with her children and Quicksilver is next to her. I said, huh. But you in the video, it's hard to see which Quicksilver it was. I'm like, is this Aaron Taylor Johnson, who you would know from MCU's Quicksilver, who was transformed through the Mind Stone? Is that it?
Yeah.
Or was it the mutant Evan Peters version from the X-Men universe? And so I wasn't sure 100%. So when I saw Evan Peters, I went crazy. I'm like, this is perfect. And it's not because, you know, it's not because I didn't like Aaron Taylor Johnson's Quicksilver, but it was cool. You know what I'm saying? But there would be so many unanswered things if Quicksilver came back and all of a sudden the nigga still had that Russian accent or Sokovian accent. And Wanda doesn't. You know, Wanda's Sokovian accent comes out every now and then, which is hilarious. Yeah. But I felt that Evan Peters was just the better Quicksilver to me. You know, but of course he's had more screen time than Aaron Taylor Johnson
did. Yeah, I was about to say he had more screen time, like, you know, this nigga was just the one. He didn't have many speaking parts either.
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't see that one coming.
You did not see that one coming. So I was like, he's a pack. Let him be a pack. You know what I'm saying? She does not have the freaking Infinity Gauntlet to have the ability to raise the dead. So ain't no reason to freaking go back to him. So I thought it was okay. I thought it was a great call. It was fantastic.
Before I get into the play-by-play, you know me, I get on my... Shout out to all y'all for loving my breakdown, scene-by-scene breakdown. I've been getting some nice comments on that. Fuck you, Joe, before you chime in, which you're going to say. I appreciate you guys for my Marvel Mel Kiper breakdowns. Before we get to that, see, I thought this episode was incredible. I think the show was incredible. I think the show, like, tops itself each week. And Marvel's done a lot of shit in the almost 13 years that they've been around. But to me, this, I think, is the most brilliant thing they've done. This kind of feels like more of a comic book more than anything that they've done. It has like the comic book. It's had me going back and like reading and like researching up on different, you know, Wanda and Vision comics. And just like you kind of like putting stuff together. And I really feel like, you know, of course, this might be my don't let people enjoy things take. I'm really getting annoyed by the people who just watching WandaVision just because niggas is talking about it on the CEO and it's about, I don't understand it. Shut the fuck up. It's not for you. It's not for you.
Look at that. That's a part of life, brother.
It's annoying.
God, I hate saying it. Do you realize how often we say brother now?
We're in our 30s.
That's true. And it's all I used to say it when I was
I used to say it like jokingly, but now it's just literally part of my
not exactly. In my early 20s, I would say, hold on, brother. But yeah. I was like, brother, what you do? It's like, it's a natural thing. We are old. Lord have mercy.
But I kind of feel that like about, you know, I've noticed that film too. Now, I don't like people who just watch, and it's probably because I'm like a quote unquote film snob now. Well, I don't like people who just watch shit just to watch because the TL is watching it. Everybody's trashing Malcolm and Marie. This is off the, it's a good movie to me. Like, what do you expect besides this little small type of indie movie? Like, people are like, it was bad writing. Y'all niggas don't even know what bad writing is. But anyway, that's a whole nother discussion for another day. But back to WandaVision. I feel like it's the most comic book thing we've seen. They top themselves this week, each week. And this episode was the best to me because they went between the sitcom world and the current world. You know what I'm saying? The first three episodes were strictly the sitcom world. Then the last one was mainly the outside world, knowing about Monica Rambeau, what's been going on since Tony's snap. You know what I'm saying? And this one, we saw both. It was going back and forth. It was fluctuating. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was amazing, man. I just, you know, I'm kind of like, part of me is like happy that, you know, I can't binge it because I get to wait each week and it's something to look forward to every week. But at the same time, when you be watching episodes, man, you be so mad when the final credits hit. He's like, I just need more of it. What do it? That Paul Pierce video? I just need the whole old pause. It's one of them. What? Like, you see that video of Paul Pierce?
He's like, oh, I know it.
The whole load.
Oh, I know it.
So it's just like, you just need to hear the whole, watch the whole thing, man. We only got four more episodes left. Oh, by the way, this is not the big cameo they were teasing. So everybody thinking that the Quicksilver cameo was the big one. That was not it at all. But I just love it. I've watched this episode probably three times already, and I'm just really waiting for March 5th when I can watch episodes 1-9 front to back, and then I can really see this whole story unfold front to back. And that's what I'm excited about seeing. But let's get into it. Let's pull out my Mel Kiper board.
Handy dandy notebook.
We're gonna get started. And I watched this thing three times. I can remember, you know, scene by scene. So it starts off basically with Wanda and Vision. They're carrying the babies. You know, it's real 80s, real 1980s thing that, you know.
It seemed late 80s.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was mid-80s. It was mid-80s.
Okay, when I saw it, I was like.
It was like 85, 86. I was like,
this don't look like early 80s at the very least.
It was like 85, 86. Like, this one's kind of based off Family Ties. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know Family Ties, that classic 80s show with Michael J. Fox before he was jumping like Jordan.
I have no comment on that, brother.
And by the way, the name of this episode... Yeah, name of this episode is on a very special... What's it called? On a very
special episode?
Yeah, that's the name of this one. So basically, Wanda and Vision start off, they're in the living room, real dressed, real 80s. You know, Vision's got on his Tony
denim,
his Tony Danza, Ted Danson, Bob Saget denim that he's got on. Wanda has her 1980s
you know, denim, hair pinned in a ponytail, and a high ponytail.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all the women in the 80s and the 90s had big hair, at least in the early 90s had big hair. I'm like, so I say from like 1985 to about 1995, all women had big hair, black and white. So Wanda had her big hair out, real 1980 socks. And they're all trying to get Tommy and Billy to stop from crying. So they're basically like, oh, we need help. What's going on, you know, to get them to stop crying. Like, they haven't slept in 40 hours. Then Agnes arrives to help the boys. But this is where kind of like, they kind of like go for it right away. You know, they kind of go for it right away as far as, how they're going to set the tone with this episode. And she comes in and she's looking to help everybody, help the boys. And it's like, I think she says something and like, she kind of like, she messed up a line, like they're on an actual TV show. Mm-hmm. And she looks at Wanda like, should I run that back? Should I run that back from the top? And Vision's like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about?
Excuse me?
Excuse me? Like, and Wanda's like, oh, don't be silly. You know, Agnes is just being silly. And Agnes kind of like looks at Wanda, like has like a nervous laugh and looks at Vision. Vision still the whole time. This whole episode should be called Bitch What? That's basically Vision all 30 minutes of this episode. He just constantly can't understand, you know, what's going on with this bitch right here. So she just gets back in the character. Well, look at these crying babies meet buns of steel. Or whatever little joke she made. And so she's like, you know, bringing the baby, you know, playing with the baby to try to get him to go to sleep. So Vision and Wanda have like a little, you know, conversation. And she's like, he's like, Wanda, you didn't see what happened? You seriously didn't see what happened? She's like, oh, Agnes is just being neighborly and helping us out. And so like Agnes is making like something like noises in the background. She's like, I'm just looking for your dark liquor. And she's like, huh? He said, oh, not for the babies. Not for me, but for the babies. What type of babysitter do you think I am? Ha ha ha. And then all of a sudden it's quiet. And Vision's like, yo, do you hear something? She's like, what? It's nothing. No silence. It's silence. There's nothing going on. So they turn around. Before you know it, Tommy and Billy are fucking 5 years old. And Agnes doesn't react. And then all of a sudden, they're just trying to figure out how the fuck they got 5 years old. And then they break into this week's theme song. I love the theme songs each week. This one was based on Family Ties. Mm-hmm. If anybody remember Family Ties, said, what will we do without our love?
Prepare to follow, because plenty of people just don't remember.
Yeah, a lot of people don't remember that shit. I mean, we wouldn't remember if our folks didn't watch that shit, but I remember that theme song. Sha-na-na-na. So they had baby Vision, which was hilarious because Vision was never a fucking baby. And they basically had this little corny 1980s all-American family living in the suburbs type feel. So after the credits, we come back into 2023, which is the current Marvel timeline. And Monica is like, she's finally like waking up from a coma or whatever, and they're fixing her and asking her, what does she remember? She's, I remember, you know, feel like I was being held down. I couldn't do anything. Wanda was controlling me. You know, all I remember is, you know, I could hear her yelling. I could hear pain and trauma in her voice. And it was like, she's like, that's all I remember. And so like they're looking at her test results, whatever, lab results. And in comes Agent Wu and Darcy Lewis. And Darcy's real hyped because she knows about Monica. And like, they're like, oh, we have a briefing meeting in a couple minutes. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about what happened. And so she's like, oh, I'm Monica. And like Darcy's like, oh, I know you. I'm a big fan. So they bring the doctor who's working on Monica comes back. And she's like, well, it's not showing anything. It's like a big black mark on the little iPad or whatever. We need to run some more tests. And like Monica kind of knows what's going on. She's like, no, we're not doing that. I'll see you in the briefing room. This is what tells me Monica has her powers now.
I didn't see it at first until niggas was like, man, did you see, man? Her x-ray didn't do what it's supposed to. And I said, huh? Mm-hmm. I realized, this is her having her powers. And mm-hmm. I'm intrigued to know if it's simply because she was blasted with a high level of her
Wanda
her x-powers. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's the reason that would, I guess that would make sense. I just did not expect it, if that also makes sense. So when I saw it, I was like, And then when I saw it on Twitter, because I had took a little Twitter break and I came back and it was like, man, she may have given her powers. I said, that makes sense. So exactly. I'm going to assume that is exactly what happened.
Exactly. Then after that, they go into like a little tent and they're going over, you know, basically what they think is going on. Of course, Sword director Tyler Hayward believes that Wanda's in full control, calls her a terrorist. And Monica's like, she's not a terrorist. And she's like, well, you just described being a terrorist. So that to me seemed like a terrorist. And then she got really kind of like, you know, saying, no, a terrorist is off a political gang. This has nothing to do about political type shit.
Which is the exact definition of a terrorist.
A terrorist, right. And so they basically were just talking about everything that led up to that point. And so after she said she wasn't a terrorist, Hayward was like, oh, word? Bet. Bitch, we got some footage. So this footage is what we said on this podcast a week ago. At least I said that they've got Wanda, which looks like moments after Tony's memorial.
You got your leader.
Yeah, look like moments after Tony's memorial, because you had the same fit on damn near. Now, I think we're going to see more in-depth on the scene later in the show, because I even saw a commercial that kind of like more clear of her actually getting into the sewer facility. So she gets to the sewer facility. She's blasting everybody, blast through the window. And they said this is her 9 days ago at the sewer facility that used to hold Vision's corpse. She grabbed Vision's corpse and brought him back to life. And they're like, we're trying to figure out how she did that, considering she didn't have the Mind Stone to bring him back. So they were trying to figure out what the fuck happened with that. They said it was 9 days before. So I'm guessing like the Westview thing has all happened in like a week span or whatever. So they like, oh, this is this no, Agent Wu was like, this violates, you know, chapter 36, section 8 of the Sokovia Accords, which I'm glad they brought up. Because a lot of you forget Sokovia Accords are still around. They just took a little break because Thanos was trying to kill everybody, but the Sokovia Accords never went anywhere. And I think that's gonna play a big part in Falcon Winter Soldier of why they're not gonna give Sam the mantle right away. Because technically the mantle still belongs to the fucking government.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm glad they brought up. And it was like, on top of that, not only did she violate the Sokovia Accords, she violated Vision's actual will. He said if you dead, he didn't want to be brought back to life as a weapon.
Yeah.
So in her grief, she's like, fuck that. You finna be my nigga and we finna have a family in suburb. And so Darcy's like, so basically she's got one of the biggest, you know, machines out there playing the good father in suburbia. So when that happens, Monica discovers that all the props and sets within WandaVision have been like transformed into existing materials, and one of they can bypass by using something more era appropriate. Like if you look, remember she took the little fit she had on, she grabbed Agent Wu's gun and shot at her fit she had on. She's like, it's 80% Kevlar. So she was like, what if we can send something in there? So they flash right back to the sitcom world. So we're back in the 80s. And Billy and Tommy are doing a little, you know, the cute white baby voice. When's mom coming? We need to protect this dog from my mom. First of all, this is how he knows a white family. If there was a dog in a fucking kitchen sink and a black family, the little kids would have got their ass whooped. That's number one. So they're like putting together like a little shield in front of the dog they got that was soaking in the kitchen sink. So Wanda wouldn't see.
Which is just disgusting. Get that dog out of my sink. My white dishes people. Aren't here.
White people, exactly. Niggas ain't folding for that shit. Tommy and Billy would have got their ass beat. But well, I ain't told you about putting that damn nasty dog in my sink. But she comes in with a corny 1980s white. Are you putting a shield across that sink? Come on now, boys. Get ready for dinner. So she goes over there. She sees that the dog has been hidden. So she takes the dog out. You know, rubs the dog down and they're like, can we keep him, mommy? And she's like getting warmed up to actually keeping the dog. So Vision comes down, he's like, hello, wife, hello, kids, and his, you know, real Danny Tanner voice. You know what's funny about Danny Tanner? Once you know that Bob Saget is a nigga, it makes Danny Tanner's character 30 times funny because he's like the most
vulgar. He's a what, brother?
Not obviously a nigga, he's vulgar. You know what the fuck I mean. Well, you know the Danny Tanner Black vulgar History shit. Month, brother. Oh, yeah. On Black History Month, when you find out Bob Saget is vulgar, it makes Danny Tanner 30 times funnier, especially when he was on Entourage. Don't fuck my daughters, Vince. Don't fuck my daughters. But so they come in there and he's like, oh, well, he said, why are you looking like that, honey? That's what Wanda's asked. He said, well, I feel like something's about to come in. As soon as he says that, Agnes walks in with a fucking doghouse. Well, I saw through the window that we've got a new visitor. And Vision's got this look like, how does this bitch show up every fucking time? So the whole time he's still tweaking out. And so she brings this and he's just basically like, oh, what should we name him? And then Billy's like, we're going to name him, what was the original? Scrappy or some shit like that?
Scrappy or something like that?
Scrappy or something. I think that was the original name or something. And so the dog like almost electrocutes himself by touching the outlet. And then Agnes like, we'll call, how about Sparky? And she's like, should we make it official? Wanda, not giving a fuck about company, like snaps her fingers and she made a fucking dog tag. And Vision's like, bitch, we got company. What are you doing? So, and he's like, Agnes was sitting right there. And she's like, oh, it doesn't matter. She didn't even pay attention. He's like, Wanda, we're usually on the same accord here. We need to hide. He's like, we know what, Vince, I'm tired of hiding. And maybe you should be tired of it too. And so the whole time Vision's like, no. So they're asking, so Billy and Tommy both asking like, yo, can we keep this fucking dog? So Vision's like, nah, you're like, y'all too young and don't take the responsibility for having a dog. And so she's like, well, your father thinks that you shouldn't take care of this dog till 10. This is an interesting part right here. Billy and Tommy look at each other with like a little sly look, like, all right, 10, bet, bitch, watch this.
And they look at each other. Sounds like you want me to be older.
Right. They look at each other before you know it, Billy and Tommy are 10 years old. And so now they're able to keep the fucking dog there. And so the whole time Vision is trying to see what the fuck is going on. So we flash forward to Vision being at work. And this is an actual crazy part too. and they're talking about emails. The whole office is talking about emails. So they're reading the email on their old little box computer from the mid-80s that's from SWORD. And they talk about the situation in Westview. They're talking about the Maximoff anomaly. They said it was from Darcy Lewis's findings on the Maximoff anomaly. And the whole office dies laughing. And Norm is like, well, what should we eat him, Vision? You're the funny guy of the office. And Vision's still the whole time. Vision's like, what the fuck is going on here? So like he touches like a computer. He touches like a computer and like some type of like power gets his hand. So he touches Norm like on the temples of his head or whatever. And Norm like snaps back into actual 2023 Norm. He's like, yo, where am I at? Where am I at? Stop her. I'm in so much pain. Stop her. And Vision's like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, it's all her. I need to call my sister. She's taking care of my dad. He's sick. So he's losing his fucking mind. He said, I'm in so much pain. Please stop her. And so, like, he was like, she's trying to get me. Like, she's yelling. So Vision touches temples again, and he goes back to 1980s. And I'm like, hey, well, something about technology. Ha! And Vision sitting there like, nigga, what the fuck is going on here? So it goes back into you know, regular time, and Sword
seems drunk. I want to say it's interesting because when he touched Norm, I'm like, these are the powers that he would have if he was truly alive. Mm-hmm. It was truly himself as Vision. I'm assuming all he did was use an electrical current or something in his mind.
And that's why he touched the computer.
And get him out of where he was going, since, of course, he's made of vibranium. He's made of, he's an artificial intelligence. So I saw him, and I'm like, and the fact that she stole his body, I'm like, is she had to have used him to resurrect him in some shape or form or fashion. And I wonder is Kevin Feige's idea to bring Vision back is the fact that Wanda resurrected him because he's a machine. You know what I'm saying? And that's that, I don't, at first I thought it was just like in Avengers Disassembled. He's simply just a construct, just like Tommy and Billy were. Now, of course, Tommy and Billy in Avengers Disassembled have like a piece of Mephisto's soul. And so they're not completely constructs, but of course this is the MCU, and I doubt they'll want to explain that. Well, he has a piece of her soul. So when I saw it, I thought to myself, is he actually alive? Especially right. For the mere fact that he said, you can't control them, you can't control me like you control them. So yeah, I have questions.
There's a lot of questions with this, but then after the Norm thing, they flash back to Tommy and Billy, like, you know, teaching Sparky new tricks and shit. So after that, you kind of hear like a noise outside, and they're like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is going on? And so they're like, Sparky's getting scared about whatever the hell is going on outside. So Wanda goes outside, and she sees like, you know, like something like a little drone or whatever coming towards her. So it's Monica Rambeau, it's, you know, Director Hayward. And I got to take about Director Hayward real quick. I think Director Hayward is on some Robert Redford shit in Winter Soldier. What was Robert Redford's character in Winter Soldier?
I thought he was Secretary of Defense or something like that.
No, but what was his character name, though?
I forgot.
What was his name? I'm finna search that real quick, because that's real important in what I'm trying to say. You know, the nigga who was like, Nick has been my friend since day one.
Nigga, I know who Robert Redford is.
I know that you know who Robert Redford is, nigga, obviously, but I'm trying to see what his character was in Winter Soldier. Robert Redford in Winter Soldier.
I wanted to say Adler, but that's Call of Duty.
No. Alexander Pierce.
Alexander Pierce, correct.
So I think he's on some Alexander Pierce shit where this nigga might low-key be evil. So
I just think he's a overambitious white man.
Can I finish my theory here? Nigga?
Sure you can.
We don't really know where Sword's allegiance is yet. Are they on some S.H.I.E.L.D.? You know, S.H.I.E.L.D. still, even though they were good, they were still bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't really know what Sword's purpose is. So they're in a drone or whatever. They send a drone into Westview, and Monica is on the like the little speaker or whatever. She's like, Wanda, this is Captain Monica Rambeau. We just want to talk to you. And then Wanda's looking like, bitch, I told you stay off my fucking block. And like her eyes like get red. And then Hayward's like, we got our target. So what do you say, shoot or something? Or something like fire.
Take the shot.
And Monica's like,
take the shot, nigga.
Take the shot, yeah. And Monica's like, what the fuck? And then like the signal goes off. And all of a sudden, when the signal goes, she's like, what did you do? And all of a sudden, the alarm's going off. what do you say? Something breached. We have a breaching. So everybody go outside. All them cars go outside. All them trucks go outside. And he's got the dicks pulled out. And they all outside the little, you know, force field outside the little camp they got set up. Mm-hmm. So they all out there. And you can see, like, the force field starting to open up. I'm like, who the fuck is coming out of it? And you start to see her silhouette. Like, oh, it's Wanda. So Wanda come out in her regular Avengers fit. And she takes she's got the fucking drone in her hand. And she, like, throws it at him. Like, this yours? And Monica's like, look, I didn't know that shit was armed. Like, chill the fuck out. And she's like, look, this is my shit. Don't bother me. I won't bother you. This is the last time I'm gonna tell y'all, stop coming on my fucking block. And so Hayward's like, yo, I wish it was that easy, but you got a whole city that you got held captive. And so Monica's basically telling her, like, yo, you know, we can still help you with this. You should know that I'm an ally. You brought me, you said you're a telepath and you brought a sword agent into your home. You helped me deliver your baby. So on some level, you know that I can help you. And so Wanda's on some, yo, I ain't trying to hear that shit. I told y'all niggas one time, y'all pull up one more time, you getting fucking dealt with. And then as she's walking off, she lets the niggas know that I can destroy y'all if I fucking want to by having a little force field. And she's like, made the fucking sword agents point their guns at Hayward. And Hayward's like, yo, what the fuck? Put the shit down. So as she's walking to the force field, Wanda takes her powers off as in, bitch, don't fuck with me. You know what the fuck I can do. I can squash you niggas when I want to. And then she goes back into a force field and goes back into a regular world. So as she goes back into a regular world, Tommy and Billy are looking for Sparky. And Agnes has Sparky, like, in a cloak, like, looking real sad. And like, I think Tommy realized that Sparky's dead. He's like, oh, what happened? And she's like, well, I wanted to wrap him up before I brought him to you. And then Wanda shows up and she's basically got Sparky dead. Like, oh, you know, he ate some of my leaves in my little, you know, what's that shit called? Lawn. And he died, which is a little skeptical to me, but whatever. I don't think that nigga died because of leaves. But anyway. So now Billy and Tommy are distraught. And Wanda's trying to comfort them. And she's like, death is a part of life. And, you know, they basically look at each other like, bitch, we finna become 20 now. And she's like, no, no, no. You can't just grow up when it's convenient because you don't know how to deal with current situations. Trust me, I know. Basically saying, look, Hove did that, so hopefully you ain't got to go through that. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what she was telling them. And she's like, Mommy, you can do anything. And this was funny as hell. And Tommy was like, you can fix the dead. And she was like, nigga, what? What do you know about that?
Excuse me?
He's like, Dr. Uma, I beg your pardon. And Agnes is like, wait, you can do that? And so she's basically comforting Billy and Tommy about, you know, death being a regular part of life, and you just got to accept it. And so Vision comes back. Vision's still bewildered. Vision's been bewildered the whole goddamn day. And so he's like, what's happening? He realizes that Sparky's dead, and he comforts the boys, like, oh, boys, come here. He gives them a hug, whatever. So then that scene's over, and then after that, we get a commercial. A commercial, WandaVision, that's advertising Lagos paper towels.
Which is just so hilarious.
You know, I'm starting to realize all these commercials are part of her past trauma. Lagos is where she killed the nigga. And fucking, she killed that row of people trying to protect Cap at the beginning of Civil War. So that's part of her trauma. So, which was funny. Lagos paper towels. So then it goes back to, they're in their house, and, like, you can see Wanda's, like, you know, taking the clean clothes and get ready to put them up. Vision walks in, and he's still like, all right, I got to talk to this bitch. So he's, like, washing his hands. He's like, yes, I talked to Norm today. And Wanda's like, okay. He said, yeah, I talked to him without your powers over him. And, you know, he said, Wanda, he said, you got to tell me what's going on here. You know, he was distraught. This man has a family. He's distraught, and you're not letting him see his family. And she's like, what are you talking about? And he's basically on some, you know, cut the bullshit. He said, you can't control me anymore. Like, let me know what the fuck is going on. And she did the typical woman thing. You tell a woman, she's like, oh, I'm not, you can't control me like you used to. And she's like, oh, I can't, which is a classic woman's response. We're not going to get into that.
You about that, nigga?
Yeah, and then she rolls the credits on this nigga. Do, 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 do. She rolls the show credits on this nigga, and he like, no, fuck that. He becomes Ike Vision Turner. He's like, bitch, when I come in and talk to you, You gonna fucking listen. And he's like, no, ain't no ending to this credits. We gonna talk right now. And he's like, Wanda, whatever you're doing, you need to stop it. This man has a life, and you need to stop doing what you're doing to these people. She's like, you really think I'm controlling everything? He said, you, and then he's like, stop lying to me. And this nigga like powers up, goes in there like Goku and shit. And so she goes in there too, but then she got her like a little force in her hands, like they finna like square off.
Her has powers.
Yeah, powers, you know what I mean, fuck you. So she got like a little powers in her hand or whatever. And then she also does the typical woman, you never talked to me like this before. He's like, bitch, I don't remember my life. What are you talking about? What do you mean before? You
know who I am, Wanda.
Yeah, he said, I don't know who I am prior to Westview. And she's like, you're my husband. You're Billy and Tommy's father. Is that all that? He said, that's all that should matter. And so he's sitting there comfortable like, yo, whatever you're doing, you got to stop. Then the doorbell rings. Mm-hmm. He looked like.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And then he's like, bitch, did I tell you stop controlling the shit? Why the fucking doorbell ringing?
Yeah.
And she like, I didn't do that. And he's like, yeah, okay. She's like, you don't believe me. He's like, well, you've been lying all day, so why should I believe you now?
At this point, I'm entirely ignoring statistics.
Statistics. Yeah. So doorbell rings two more times. So she gets up, she goes to the door, she opens the door, her face is like stunned. So I'm thinking these niggas gonna go to credits. I'm hot. I'm like, don't you do this to me, Faggy, you son of a bitch. And it goes back into the sword tent, and you see Darcy looking at the screen. As the same thing's happening, she's like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So the door opens and they do like a little backdrop. You just see the hair. I'm like, oh shit, nigga, it's Quicksilver. And so then you just see Evan Peters shows up, who was Quicksilver in the Fox X-Men movies. Mm-hmm. And she just like, she's stunned, looking like she can't believe, you know, who's at the door. And then they go back to Darcy, and Darcy's like, they recast Pietro? And I'm thinking the whole same thing. It took me two times to realize this is a nigga from the X-Men movie. I've only seen the movie one time. So then he's like, oh, so what, a long lost brother? We said long lost brother can't hold his sister to death or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, she hugs him. And
Vision says, like, Pietro?
Yeah, exactly. And then Vision's like, Wanda, who's this? So they hug, embrace, and then yeah,
Who's the popsicle?
And then the fucking credits roll. So let's talk about this aftermath here.
The crazy thing is that it's so hard when you have recasted. Like, for instance, in the Fresh Prince, you never hear nothing about Aunt Viv being recasted in the show.
Except for that little joke, the first episode. And then when she walked in, when light-skinned Aunt Viv walked in, and the first joke was Jazz was looking at Aunt Viv. He's like, dang, Aunt Viv, you look different. And then Will looks at the screen, and then the credits roll, the intro plays.
Yeah.
That's the only time they acknowledged it.
Yeah. Continue as you were saying.
Yeah, so basically, no, but you were saying, I interrupted that. You were talking about how they don't really acknowledge stuff.
Well, sorry. I was grabbing some food, my brother.
Let's
bang them. As I was saying, it's so hard for series to acknowledge the people who they had to replace. And in this case, it's not that they necessarily had to replace Aaron Taylor Johnson, but it's the fact that Aaron Taylor Johnson is gone from the MCU, and he hasn't been known as since Age of Ultron. And he hasn't even been mentioned that much since then. And so I start to wonder to myself how they would do it, how they would bring, not necessarily bring him back, but even show him again or reference him, especially with the acquisition of the rights to X-Men. So I never knew how it would take place. And when I found out, of course, when they first acquired the rights to the X-Men from Fox, or they just straight up bought Fox, you know, I thought to myself, like, Evan Peters is a better Quicksilver. And it may just simply be because he's had more screen time. You know, I don't want to disrespect him as a person or disrespect what he's done, Aaron Taylor Johnson, but Quicksilver has had a much longer time. Evan Peters has had a much longer time doing this as Quicksilver. And I think it would be a good thing for him to continue that run that he had. You know, no disrespect once again to Aaron Taylor Johnson. And so I was like, with these acquisitions, how are they going to do it? How are they going to bring him back? And what better way to do it than just to straight up say, she recasted him? But also, what's also funny is the fact that Wanda doesn't understand how he's there either. You know, which lets, and of course she said, you think I control every single person, basically saying that is a lot, that's a big use of my powers. You know what I'm saying? That is a lot for me to do. It's probably mentally straining, and I don't necessarily have the time or the effort to do that. And so I said, okay, with that understanding, how would they bring anybody back in? How does she control it? Which makes me believe, I feel like it's a, you know, if I deduce that, it makes it seem like Wanda's not the only person in charge inside of Westview. Now, at first I wanted to say it was Agnes. Now I just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm like, is Ralph Mephisto? You know, because she always says, oh, Ralph.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
So I'm like, is Ralph Mephisto? Is that why she says that? Or was she just putting on she was just faking it. She was acting like, oh, you can do that? Basically to not expose her powers. I don't know the truth of anything right now. And it is interesting. But I truly think that though Wanda is definitely causing some of this, I don't think she's fully in command. I think there's someone else. Mephisto seems like such a big character to introduce inside of a television show. So I am skeptical, at least in part, but it has to be someone. And I'm sure she went to Agnes or Agatha in this case. I'm sure she went to her for training or something, you know, for guidance or something to learn about how to control. Or maybe she found out from Agnes. So maybe Agnes isn't really Agatha at all. Maybe she's literally just, I forgot the trope or the theory that, you know, they use someone to basically fake like this person actually exists. But maybe she is just a misdirection from Kevin Feige and the creators of WandaVision. But in actuality, she's just a regular person who may know of Wanda's powers, but that's about it. So I am not sure what they're going to do. And I think that's the greatness of the show. I don't know. You know, what how do you take it at this point? What are the steps to go? And I'm thoroughly excited.
This is how I took it. To me, there's no rules anymore. You know what this is like? I'm going to give y'all a comparison. This is like 20 years ago, and it's wild that this was 20 years ago now. This is 20 years ago when I was 12 years old, and I was sitting there watching Monday Night Raw, and I was wondering, what the fuck is Shane McMahon doing on Nitro? What the fuck is this nigga doing on Nitro? And he's like, yes, the name on the contract does say McMahon, but it says Shane McMahon, because I just bought WCW. And Vince is like, nigga, what the fuck? Now, of course, in real life, Vince bought WCW. So now you're having these two worlds go in, like intertwining. You got Shane McMahon on fucking Nitro. And then 3 weeks later, what happened to King of the Ring? It was Stone Cold versus Kurt Angle for the title. Who the fuck shows up at Madison Square Garden? Booker T. I'm sitting there like, nigga, what the fuck? Booker T's here. Me and you were both losing our shit when we saw Booker T. What happens the next night on Raw? DDP fucking beats Undertaker. That's and it was just like a flood of WCW characters over that whole summer, which led to the Alliance versus WWF storyline. To me, this was the first like kind of like, okay, I got Evan Peters. Who else I got, nigga? You don't know. I might got McAvoy. You don't know who I got.
So now it's like McClellan. I might have Sir Patrick Stewart. There's so many ways you can do it. Yeah.
You know, we don't, the deal was 2 years ago at this point now.
Really?
Yeah, they bought it like right after Endgame, 2 years ago. Which is crazy. Endgame was 2 years ago. That tells you how long 2020 was. Like, hell. So everything's on the table. We've been waiting for them to introduce mutants, and here we are. So nothing that I see from here on out is going to shock me in any Marvel type thing. No. I don't know exactly if this is going to be a current Pietro. I don't know if this is going to be alternate reality Pietro. I don't know if he's just younger Pietro. I don't know. But I'm excited to see every week. And this is not the big cameo that, you know, Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany were hinting at. They're not getting a bit. That big cameo is probably going to come in the last episode like the Luke Skywalker come. Now, granted, it's not going to be big as Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker is probably top five name in movies.
Yeah.
Ever. Luke, when you say Luke, niggas that make songs called Skywalker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be that big. Well, I think on a Marvel scale. So I want us to make our bold predictions on who we think is going to be that big cameo. I'm saying mine. I think it's Patrick Stewart as Professor X. That's what I think is going to be.
It may be both. It may be Magneto and Professor X. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, I'm going back to Avengers Disassembled. And at the end of the final Avengers Disassembled comic, Magneto shows up and says, "Give me my daughter." And he takes his daughter away. What if it's both of them? You know what I'm saying? Especially if you say this is a Luke Skywalker level moment. If you want to get even close, you're going to need twice the star power or the name recognition. If you have Magneto and Professor X, that is twice the star power. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, matching. So I think my bold prediction, it is both Professor X and it is Magneto.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. It's got a lot of stuff going on. Should we do weekly episodes?
Probably better now, since we're in the end game of the show. I mean, how many episodes are left? Five?
Four.
Four. I thought it was ten episodes.
It's nine.
Okay.
It's nine episodes. Because March 12th is when Falcon and Winter Soldier starts. So the finale is March 5th.
Okay.
And the good thing about this is we know we're gonna have a definitive ending. This is not like one. It's not like Loki that already got picked up for season two.
Loki has a season two?
Yeah, Loki's gonna have a season two.
Oh, that's so fire.
Because the nigga dead. So this is alternate reality Loki. Loki died. He did no, he's dead.
Mm. Earth 616 Loki is dead.
That's what I'm saying. It's alternate reality Loki.
Okay. But now, Loki different universe Loki.
Same thing. You know, I'm different Loki, same thing.
Because remember, the moment they went back in time to get those time stones, as they said, the quantum universe is different. Either they created that universe through their travel, or they just went to a similar universe. But this is not alternate reality. This is a different universe, Loki.
All I'm saying, the Loki we knew and loved from the movie before, that Loki's not the same Loki.
It's similar.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Like, if Tony Stark came back alive in another reality, it's not the same Tony.
True.
That's all I'm saying. So at this point, I feel like all bets are off. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to get even more and more exciting from here, man. So, was there anything else you wanted to state about this show and just anything going forward?
Nah, man. I'm just excited. I'm ready.
Let's get it, man. We're going to be back. Of course, you know where to follow us, man. You follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Barbershed Scott. Follow Flows at Twitter and Instagram at FlowsAndelini. Follow the Barbershed Network on Twitter and Instagram at BarbershedNet. Subscribe to us on Patreon, patreon.com/BarbersChairNetwork. And we're going to holler at y'all next week for episode 11 of Cinema with the Guys.